This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Kinim, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vov. It's not only the last Mishnah in Meseches Kinim, it's also the last Mishnah in Seder Kodshim Be'ez Hashem. So we're learning this Mishnah Behisrakshus with a sense of excitement, and we'll learn the Mishnah Be'ez Hashem. We'll also try to make a Hachonas HaNefesh by connecting Seder Kodshim with Seder Tairis. Ben Hashem should give us Siyat Tishmaya, that we should continue Michael Al-Khoil. Ho'isha Sha'omra, this is an interesting case, and the Mufarshim over here, like we pointed out in the last two, Mishnayis Ashver, and the Rav's Pirush, there's a lot of Asogas in the Tesiyomtim Tves, as well as a lot of Reid Nirushoinim. So what we'll explain is the Derech Haslula, which some of the Mufarshim bring, which is not really the Rav's Pshat, but it's really the Tesiyomtim Pshat. When you learn the sugi in Zvochim, Daf, Samach Zayin, and Samach Ches, which is in the sugis of Taruvos, of Bittul, of Bali Chaim, over there, this is what it sounds like is going on in Rashi over there, Lagabi this sugi. Ho'isha Shomer, the case is like this. A lady said, Hareolai Kan, Kishe'elet Zocher. She was Mekabal on herself. Remember that every year, this is Mechuyiv Kan. The stuma or the yemiyachid, she has to bring an erla and a chatos. She was mekabel on herself as a separate neder to give a peer if she's going to have a zocher. She wanted to have a schus to give birth to a boy. Yolda zocher mevi'a shtei kinim. If she gives birth to a zocher, so she's mechuyiv two kabanos. One is the choiva, and one is the one that she took on herself voluntarily. Achas lenidra v'achas lechevoso. That's the Chayitz Pasha. Now, L'Chayra, in the Kan that she was Menader, she can only bring Eilus. There's no such thing as a Chatas that's brought voluntarily. So by definition, if she says a Kan, it's not the Chatas and Eilo, which is of the other peer. Over here, it'll be two Eilus. So that's where the Knech comes in. There's Mevi'a Shtei Kinim. She gives them to the Kohen. That's what he has to do. The Kohen will designate. They're not designated yet. But the Kohen is going to put three Lamala and one Lamato. One is a Chatos. The other three are others. So we just explained. Elo, he messed up. Lo also Kohen. He didn't do it that way. Elo also Shtaim Lamala and Shtaim Lamato. Velo Nimlach. He didn't ask. He didn't ask the lady, he didn't ask Kala. Kitzen, what are we stuck with? What does it boil down to now? Tzricha lahavi oid prey da'achas. That's for sure that two of them were brought lamato, one of them was brought kemaisa chatos, so that's possible. So mele, two of them were brought lamala, that's fine. One was brought lamato, that's also fine. She has to bring another one. Viakuvena lamalon, and then I'll have to be brought lamalo. That's how she'll finish off her chiyuvim. Mimin Echod, this is when they're all Mimin Echod, similarly you could be Mashlim, like we learned earlier at the end of Perek Beis. Mishnei Minim, if she brought Lechetchila two Kanim, one was Toyin, one was Bnei Yoina. So now it's going to get a little bit more complicated. The Kohen again forgot that over here one is a Neder, one is a Choyva. He brought Shtaim Lamala, Shtaim Lamata, which should be good, but over here he has to have Sholosh Lamala Altsoilois and one Lamata, like we explained. Tovi Shtaim. So Lamaisa, there's no peering up. So Meli, she's going to have to be Maisiv two more birds, one Tor, one Ben Yoine to be Mashlim, the two that are on top. Persho Nidro. What happens if she said Behedya, she said Mufurish, when she made a neder that she's going to bring either Torah or Bnei Yoina? She doesn't remember which type she brought. Let's say a lady says, a person says he's going to bring a korban oy las oy. You can give that in a neder. You don't remember if you said, you remember you said one specific one. If you didn't specify, you can bring either one. Let's say you remember that you specify, you don't remember which one, so you have to bring both. To be Yitzah Yudei Nidroi. So you have a lady. She has one peer that she's bringing mitzad leidah. So she has one peer she's bringing mitzad nidra. She doesn't remember what she's mechuyev mitzad nidra. Tzricha lahavi oid sholosh preidim. And then one, there was all brought the chatos and oila. Half was brought Two were brought lamala, two were brought lamato. She's going to have to bring sholosh preidim because she doesn't remember. She has to cover for two oilos lamala, one a tor, one a ben yoina. Both of them are going to have to be brought. So here she's really out. She's going to have to bring an extra three. Sholosh preidim mimin echod. Meaning this is when the two that were hukrav, the shtayim lamala and the shtayim lamato, were all brought from one min. So she remembers now that she was minada from one min. She doesn't remember which one. She has to cover both. Meanwhile, she only brought from one min. So she has to cover tovi shtayim. But over here, it's sholosh preidim because lamaisa she has to bring a tor b'nei yoina for the one on top. That's min echot. Mishnei minim tovi arba. Because she has to bring another two. She has to bring a pair of tor, a pair of b'nei yoina. Lamaisa there was Lamala, there was Lamata. She has to cover for the ones that were no good. And she doesn't remember which one is which. So Mamela, she's going to have to bring another four. Here's another Knech. Kova Nidra. Here's a new Knech. Is that when she made her Neder, she was Mechayiv herself that she's going to bring from the same Min as what she's bringing Lechayvoso. When a woman gives birth, a lady, a miscarriage, she becomes Mechayiv. It's still open whether she's going to bring a tor ben yoina. She has to bring a pair of both, like we said. But which one? When she brings it, that's what it'll be. But what happens if she's keveh a neder? In a neder, you could say tor, you could say ben yoina, that we just had. Not only that, she could say whichever min she's going to bring for a chagosa. So now you have a bigger problem because she doesn't know which of the ones out of the four that she brought were brought lichoivoso. And Mamela, she has to cover both possibilities with her chayva. And Mamela, she's going to have to bring oid chomesh preidim. Then we have to add something to Mepharshim say. By being koveya nidra with chayvoso, it's not the pshat that she doesn't know which, only the way we just explained it, she doesn't know which min she has to bring from. Nishnodem, if she's not yoitza her whole chayva, she's not yoitza her neder at all, because the neder has to be brought together with. It's kilu, she was mekabel on himself as the neder to bring not just a chayva, but to bring a can of four. She has to bring all four. Two of the four, which will be oilos, as opposed to the other two, which will be one oilo, one chatos. And she also doesn't know which min. So now she's going to have to bring a complete kan stuma for a neder together with a separate oilo for the chayva. So what she's going to have to do is she's going to have to bring one for an oilo, and then she's going to have to bring two b'nei yoina of neder to cover. Now that cheshbin is because she brought all four mimin echod. So when she brought Mimin Echad, so we know what she was doing. She was bringing from, let's say, Mimin Echad was a Tor. So since the one was a Tor, so that was clear what the Min HaNeder was. So the Shal is only, she has to bring for Chayva and for Neder, she has to bring another five. That means over here, she didn't say that she's going to bring from the same Min as what her Chayva is going to be. She just said she's going to bring it with the Chayva. But she doesn't remember which min the chayva is supposed to be. The chayva could be either one. But she doesn't remember what min she said the ned is going to be. She just remembered that she said that the ned is going to be, she's keveh the ned with the chayva. So the ned has to be brought with the chayva. But she doesn't know which one she has to be. So whichever one she's going to bring the ned, she has to bring also the chayva in order to be keveh one. So she's going to need two of this type and two of that type for the ned to go along with the one that she has to bring for the chayva. She's going to have to bring five. Mishnei minim, let's say she had originally brought the koyin one kan of tor and one kan of b'nei yoina, and both of them were made shtayim lamala, shtayim lamato. He doesn't remember which one was which. Tovi sheish, we'll say he doesn't remember which one was first, which one was keveh, what the chayv is. Tovi sheish, she has to bring six more. That means she has to bring like this. She has to bring one can of tor, one can of b'nei yoina, because she doesn't remember which one she said she's going to bring for her neder. And then she has to bring one, not one can, but she has to bring one tor and one b'nei yoina to be keveya to that in order to be mekayim the kaveh nidra together with the choyva. That's the extra k'neitcheh. Nisanatim lakoyin. She gave the original two peers that she had. One was for her neder, one was for her choyva to the koyin. But she doesn't know what she gave. Maybe she gave four toyrin, maybe she gave four b'nei yoinu. Or maybe two toyrin, maybe two b'nei yoinu. The Kohen doesn't remember how he did. He do all of them lamalo? Did he do all of them lamato? The Mamash doesn't remember anything. So you're stuck with the whole cheshbon of kavu, with also not knowing what the neder was. So tzricha lahavi, she has to bring oid arba predim lenidro. She's going to have to bring arba predim lenidro because she has a suffix. If she was kever two oilois for her neder of tor or bnei yoinu, and she knows she said one, so she has to bring four, and then shtaim lechevoso in order to be kever together with the choyva the chatos achas. So here we run to one more problem. The reason why this chatos achas is because the Tanakama we had at the end of the second parak holds that whenever you're bringing, you have to bring both of them from the same man, either two tor two bnei yoinu, by every kind of stuma we learned. The Tanakama holds that the one that's Keveya is the Chatos. Gzez HaKosu, we explained it over there in Mishnah Hay, in Perek Beis. So because of that, you don't know which one was Hukrav of the Choyva, which was good. It could be the Chatos was Keveya, and now she has to bring the Oila from the same Min as the Chatos. So Mela, what she's going to have to do is, she's going to have to bring Abba Preden Lenidra, good, two and two, because she doesn't know if she's Chayev, Torah ben Yoinu, two oilos of Torah, two oilos of ben Yoinu. Shtayim l'chayv also, because she doesn't know which one is kosher. And avazoy vait that she was keveya, she has to bring another. That means the first four are lenidra, the five and six are l'chayv also, and they're brought as oilos to cover because of l'chatois. And whichever oilo is mekayim the chayva, also has to be avekishtal together with the two peers that were from the Nadova. She's mechuyev v'chatos for her choyva, and it doesn't make a difference which one she brings. But Torah ben Yoinu, because either one will shtel avek what the other one is, because the chatos is keveh. That's the shita of the Tanakama. So because of that, we're back to the same machlokes that we had in Perek Beis Mishnei. Ben Azayim v'shtei chatois needs two chatois, because according to Ben Azai, whichever one is done first is Keveh the Min, and Memele, she has to cover both Minim. So Memele, she has to bring a Tor and a Ben Yoinu for this last piece of covering the Choyva. This is the last case that we have. Lamaisa, the Mishnah, finishes off the Seder with an interesting Memra, which of course has layers of depth, Kedivrei Chazal B'chol Mokim. Amrev Yeshua. Zehu Sham, with this type of situation where you'd be able to finish it off with one oif, and now the mice are going to have to bring seven bimkoim, is reminiscent of an expression that says like this: Kishu chai koilo yechod. This is going on a the Mefarshim explained. This is going on an aisle. He can make one noise because he can make a noise with his mouth. Kishu mace. Koyle Sheva, he can make seven koyles. Ketzit Koyle Sheva, that means you can take one, and with a few complications and a few hakrobas in the wrong place, turn it into seven. What's the one turning into seven over here? One koyle that the aisle can make with its mouth, and now he's dead, he can make seven koyles. Shtei karnov, shtei chatzoytzus. He can make, out of the two horns, can make two chatzoytzus, called shoifers if you want. Shnei shoykov, the shoykim, the thigh bones, are made into, they hollowed out, they're made into chalil, into flutes. Oyre l'toif, the skin can be stretched and over a drum, and it can be turned into a drum. Meov l'nevolim, his stomachs, remember every kosher animal has a few stomachs, because they chew their cud. So meov, his stomachs could turn into, a navel is a clay shear that we don't have in Zman Hazeh, and it was made with that. I don't understand exactly how that works. B'nei Me'ov, the intestines, the stomachs itself are called Me'ayim. B'nei Me'ayim are called intestines that do the work of processing the food in the stomachs. Those can be stretched into strings for for kinnaris, for harps. So we have seven instruments, seven musical, a whole philharmonic orchestra that was made over here. V'yeshayimim, af tzamer l'tcheles. He also has a mila, it's not a sound, but something else. What the Mishnah means to say is, there's a mice over here of an eighth, because according to Ben Azai, the one with complications turned into eighth. So no, you can add in another layer of an eighth darga legabe tcheles. Okay. Mishnah says, this dvarim stumim biyoysen. What does the Mishnah want? The Mishnah is just bringing a chakavet sushtal. You have one part of an animal, and you have one animal, it's brought wrong, so now you have to bring seven eifos. What do we want to bring out over here? What we want to bring out over here is a finale to Kochim, is that there's a gewisse darga of shlemus, a balchai when it's alive, is a balchai. It's a useful creature and it could service man. It could provide milk, it could provide wool, but the animal when it's turned into a korban could provide a certain level of shlemus, of kol minei sounds to turn into a whole shiras v'tishbakos. And that's Shlemus. The number 7 and 8, of course, are numbers of Shlemus. 7 B'chol Mokim is the number of Shlemus in the Olam HaTeva. 6 are the days of the week. 6 are the sides of physical reality. The number 7 is always referred to as a Shlemus in the physical world because it's 6 with Shabbos, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. 6 of Derech HaTeva with the 7th element. So all the different elements over here, the 7th means that it's a Dov Sholem. Not only a Dov Shalom of 7, but the 8th is already a higher dagger. Same with Shabbos is 7. And Yom Tif, if it's Chanukah, if it's Shmini Atzeres, if it's Shavuos, which is the 8th week, the 7 weeks to prepare, Shlemus. And the 8th week is already Kabbalah Sateru. So over here, the number 8 is a Lamal Mederech HaTeva. Maybe we might add that Ben Azai is described in Pirkei Avos as Lamal Mederech HaTeva Dikat Dveikus Bateru. And this might give us a little bit of insight that Seder Kochim is referred to as Chochma. Famous Gemara in Shabbos, where the Gemara says, V'hoyo emunas itecho, emunas itecho, choysin shuas chochma v'das. And the Gemara says, emunas who say the Zroim. Zroim, planting, the agricultural process, brings a person to emuna, he recognizes that the Rebbein Shom gives him everything. Itecho are your times, your zmanim, Kedushas Zmanim is the subject of Seder Moyed. Choysen is in Yonei Yeshua, is the Seder Noshim. Yeshua is a name for Seder Nezikin. Chochma is Kochim. Chochma v'das, das zutairis. So Chochma is Kochim. The one whose Chochma was otherworldly is a Bechina of 8, not a Bechina of Shlemus. L'moshe, let's say. Kabbalah Sateri Klaiso makes a Hachona for 7 weeks. That's the Derech HaTeva, what a person can do to prepare himself to be a clay kibbutz for Kabbalah Sateru. The 8th element is already the Rebbein Shlom coming on Tar Sinai. Porchon Shmosim Klaiso was Zerichet to Teru L'mala Miderech HaTeva. The dogma that we have, the Gemara says, Ben Azai couldn't even get married, Ma'esa V'nafshi Choshko Bateru. So maybe that's the dogma over here of the 8th. It's an otherworldly aspect of Shlemus of Seder Chochma, which is Kochim. Maybe that's why Chazal see this as the finale to say the Kochim. L'maisa, the Mishnah finishes off with another memra. Maybe we'll even add one more piece. The Shaloi B'derech HaTeva over here is Tcheles. What does Tcheles represent? Tcheles represents L'malo M'derech HaTeva. The strings of Lovon in a pair of tzitzis represent the person giving himself over to control the Rebbein Shlom. But Tcheles Doim L'Yam, Yam Doim L'Rakia, Rekia Doim L'Kisei HaKovah, the otherworldly element, which is L'malam Adar HaTeva, is the Tcheles. Maybe that fits in with this. Reb Shimon ben Akashi Oimer, Ziknei HaMa'oretz, Kol Zman Shemaskinim, HaMeratzim, as they age, Daiton Mitarefes Aleim, they become less aware of their surroundings, and they lose their koyach to function efficiently. Daitem terem salem, they lose their stability, they lose their mental clarity. Shenema meisi sofalem on him, he takes away the power of speech of the capable. Nemonim over him is capable. V'tam zekenim yikoch, and he takes away the reasoning of zekenim. This is zikne amaoritz. will refer to what we just spoke about, the concept of Kachem being Chochma, and Zikna is also synonymous with Chochma. When the Torah says, Vodarta Pnei Zokin, to give honor to a Zokin, Rashi says, in Parshas Kedoshim, that means Zokin is Zesha Kana Chochma. So when we talk about Chochma, we're talking about Zikna. Zikne Amaoritz is a Chochma of the physical world, and as a person gets older, his being Arangeton Elam Hazeh fades, and this is actually a favor for a person, that as he gets ready to leave the world, his hold and his grasp and his comfort level in Elam Hazeh fades, and that's why he has to lose his familiarity with Elam Hazeh. You have somebody who in his 30s was an athlete, and he had muscles, and he made financial decisions. All of a sudden, he's older. Kenzach Arbitnish, his feet don't work, his teeth don't work, his muscles don't work, his financial skills don't work, he's out of touch with the new door. That's it, he has no shach to Elam Hazeh. He's already 1 foot out the door. Lamaisa Gedele Torah, which is the Chochmah of Lamala Miderech HaTeva. Zikne Torah Einon Kein. Kolzman, Ela Kolzman Shemaskinin, Daiton Misyasheves Aleihem. Gedele Hador, as they get older, they become more in touch with the otherworldly, and they're able to make decisions. You see how Gedele Hador are only Manhigim in their 80s, their 90s, where the Chesed today, the last few Dairis, that the Manhigim of the last few Dairis have been Zukenim Uflogim. Whoever lived them all till 90, till 100? Yeah, Rav Yoshev, Rav Steinman, Rav Shach. So Zunzan Gedele Hador of today is Zukenim Uflogim. And they're making life and death decisions with utmost clarity. Where does that come from? That comes from the Chokhmah, which is Lamalo Miderech HaTeva. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Be Yeshishim. Yeshishim is a Lashon of age. We might also say it's a Lashon of Simcha. Yosis Alayach HaLekoich, even though that's a Samach. It's a sin, and this is Shin, but it's the same word. Yosis means there's a Simcha, because ain't Simcha, like somebody who's living in a world of Dveikus Bashem, Dveikus Bateru. Be Yeshishim Chochma. Chochma Adarab is by those that are very old. Va'irich Yom Tfuna. There's an extra element of Bina Yisera, of depth, of clarity, of otherworldly wisdom that belongs to those that are Ma'irich Yomim. And maybe we'll add another level to this. There's a famous Kasha, Rabbi Yeruchim discusses, Chassidish Yisvam discusses. We just quoted a Maimon Chazal that Chochma is Kochim. The Mishnah at the end of Bava Basra says, Horeitza lahachim, yachim b'dinei mominis. Even in Torah, there's an element of Chochmah. If somebody wants to grow in Chochmah, be yachim b'dinei mominis. And that's why we teach Bochrim, learn the Masechtas of Noshim Zikin, b'dinei mominis, because that's the place to learn how to learn. The Shailas of Chochmah, shayach to b'dinei mominis, how do we include Chochmah as shayach to say the Kochim? And Rabbi Yerucham explained, this was a maimer that was said to Bochum that were going to learn Kochim by the Briskerov, Zecharan Levrocha. That there's worldly Chochmah. Worldly Chochmah, we don't mean how to invest in the stock market or how to run a business. We mean worldly Chochmah, the Lomdus, which is a well-honed mind in terms of understanding a sugya. Sechel HaYosher, Higoyin, the logic of a sugya. When it's developed, Bishlemus is developed in Dinei Mominis, in the Yeshivish Sugyas of Noshim Nezikin. There's an otherworldly Chochmah, which is Shaykh to the Beis HaMikdash. The source of Chochmah, of otherworldly Chochmah, is Kochim. And that Kochim is referred to as Chochmah. That's why when a person naturally should fade, otherworldly Chochmah, which is Lamala Miderech HaTeva, which is where we started this Mishnah, comes to the fore in a person, Adarabah. Gedele Ador, step forward with another fresh perspective. 70-year-olds have a hard time, and 95-year-old Yidden are cutting to the core of burning issues with utmost clarity. That's Das Torah. Speaking about Das, let's remember that we pointed out that Chochmah is Kochim, Das is Taharis. Now let's ask ourselves another question. In Chochmah and Das in the Svarim, Chochmah is a lower Madrega, Das is the highest level. In Kabbalah Svarim, Das is considered the highest level. It's what's called Chabad, Chokhmah Bina Das. Das is a higher level. It's interesting. Kochim is the Seder of the Beis HaMikdash. Tyrus, the arena of saying the Tyrus, is not in the Beis HaMikdash. Kelim, Meholois, is out there in the fields, in the houses, in the factories. What's a higher level? L'chara, life in the Beis HaMikdash is a higher level of Kedusha of Dveikus B'Hashem. And the answer is, Chochma refers to the Hasoga Eloikis of Kedusha, and that's of course in the Beis HaMikdash. However, the purpose of Tahara is that a person takes the atmosphere, the inspiration and the insight of the Beis HaMikdash, and he takes it out into everyday life. When Klal Yisrael had a Seder Kodshim, when there was a Beis HaMikdash, all the Dinei Taharis went again, wherever a Yid went back to, wherever he went back to. The highest level of Chochma is the ability to take it back into real life and to apply it to real life situations. A person could be a Chochom, but he doesn't have the ability to then answer a question, a practical question, what should be done. G'doyle Hador, the Ziknei Tamid Chomim, she calls man, she maskinim, daitem is Yashev Salem, their Chochma is a product of their Kedusha, of their Amelus Bateru, but after a lifetime of Kochim, a lifetime of Kedusha, it falls then into the realm of Das, where they can apply it to Paskin. That's the realm of Seder Tyrus. That's Das. So Mitzvah Hashem, as we step forward from Seder Kochim into Seder Tyrus, of course, we tell ourselves that we yearn for the atmosphere of Kedusha, of Yerotzen, Shibbanim Beis HaMikdash, Merv Yomeinu, V'sein Cholkeinu, V'sein Yosecho, V'shibizoychet to learn Torah, and to learn Torah with Chochma and Das, V'shibizoychet to Mitzvah Hashem, step into the Seder Tahara, and we should be Zeichem Yitz Hashem to the Lamaisa of these halachas. Yitz Hashem, Kishiyove Mishir Tzilken, Merv Yomeinu, Amen.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.